Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Today is August 6, 2021. You're listening to the online Juma of the Nur Allah Islamic Center here in Indianapolis, Indiana. We will have a half hour of Quran recitation, like chapter 18 of the Quran, and at 2 p.m., inshallah, God willing, we will begin Ijuma Kubar. Today's topic is, quote, "We are no longer a baby nation," end quote. Thank you. We will have the Quran recitation at this time. Assalamu alaikum.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu 'iwaja.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave, and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قَيِّمًا لِيُنذِرَ بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا مِّن لَّدُنْ وَيُبَشِّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward,
مَاكِثِينَ فِيهِ أَبَدًا,
wherein they will abide forever.
وَيُنذِرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا,
and to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ وَلَا لِآبَائِهِمْ كَبُرَتْ كَلِمَةً تَخْرُجُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ إِنْ يَقُولُونَ إِلَّا كَذِبًا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor had their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ فِي الْكَهْفِ سِنِينَ عَدَدًا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years.
ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا.
And afterward we raised them up, that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى.
We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside him, for then should we utter an enormity. These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وإذ اعتزلتموهم وما يعبدون إلا الله فأووا إلى الكهف ينشر لكم ربكم من رحمته ويهيئ لكم من أمركم مرفقا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وترى الشمس إذا طلعت تزاور عن كهفهم ذات اليمين وإذا غربت تقرضهم ذات الشمال وهم في فجوة من ذلك من آيات الله من يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set, go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فابعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city that they might know that the promise of Allah is true and that as for the hour there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. Those who won their point said, We verily shall build a place of worship over them.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say, They were three, their dog the fourth, and some say five, their dog the sixth, guessing at random, and some say seven, and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ وَاذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتَ وَقُلْ عَسَىٰ أَن يَهْدِيَنِ رَبِّي لِأَقْرَبَ مِنْ هَذَا رَشَدًا.
And say not of anything, "Lo, I shall do that tomorrow," except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, "It may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this." And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثُوا لَهُ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَبْصِرْ بِهِ وَأَسْمِعْ مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا يُشْرِكُ فِي حُكْمِهِ أَحَدًا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is He, and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside Him, and He maketh none to share in His government.
وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا.
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change His words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside Him.
وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking His countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, it is the truth from the Lord of you all, then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces, calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارُ يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ وَيَلْبَسُونَ ثِيَابًا خُضْرًا مِنْ سُنْدُسٍ وَإِسْتَبْرَقٍ مُتَّكِئِينَ فِيهَا عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ نِعْمَ الثَّوَابُ وَحَسُنَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk, and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grape, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كِلْتَا الْجَنَّتَيْنِ آتَتْ أُكُلَهَا وَلَمْ تَظْلِمْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا وَفَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُمَا نَهَرًا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein. And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men.
ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا.
And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man? But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou entered thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There is no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فعسى ربي أن يؤتيني خيرا من جنتك ويرسل عليها حسبانا من السماء فتصبح صعيدا زلقا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside.
أو يصبح ماؤها غورا فلن تستطيع له طلبا.
Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward, and better in respect of hope.
وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills, and ye see the earth emerging, and we gather them together, so as to leave not one of them behind.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us, as we created you at the first. But ye thought that we had set no tryst for you?
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أفتتخذونه وذريته أولياء من دوني وهم لكم عدو بئس للظالمين بدلا.
And remember when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
ويوم يقول نادوا شركائي الذين زعمتم فدعوهم فلم يستجيبوا لهم وجعلنا بينهم موبقا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them. And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape thence.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنذِرُوا هُزُوًا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelation and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وَإِنْ تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment? Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
Surah 18, Al-Kahf, The Cave. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Most Compassionate. Praise be to Allah, who has revealed to His servant the book devoid of all crookedness, an unerringly straight book meant to warn of a stern punishment from Allah and to proclaim to those who believe and work righteous deeds the tidings that there shall be a good reward, wherein they shall abide forever, and also to warn those who say Allah has taken to Himself a son, a thing about which they have no knowledge, neither they nor their ancestors. Dreadful is the word that comes out of their mouths. What they utter is merely a lie. O Muhammad, if they do not believe in this message, you will perhaps torment yourself to death with grief, sorrowing over them. Surely, we have made all that is on the earth an embellishment for it in order to test people as to whom of them is better in conduct. In the ultimate, we shall reduce all that is on the earth to a barren plain. Do you think that the people of the cave and the inscription were one of our wondrous signs? When those youths sought refuge in the cave and said, Our Lord, grant us mercy from yourself and provide for us rectitude in our affairs. We lulled them to sleep in that cave for a number of years, and then roused them so that we might see which of the two parties could best tell the length of their stay. We narrate to you their true story. They were a party of young men who had faith in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance, and strengthened their hearts when they stood up and proclaimed, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We shall call upon no other God beside Him. For if we did so, we shall be uttering a blasphemy. Then they conferred among themselves and said, These men, our own people, have taken others as gods beside him. Why do they not bring any clear evidence that they indeed are gods? Who can be more unjust than he who foists a lie on Allah? And now that you have disassociated yourselves from them and from whatever they worship beside Allah, go and seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will extend his mercy to you and will provide for you the means for the disposal of your affairs. Had you seen them in the cave, it would have appeared to you that when the sun rose, it moved away from their cave to the right, and when it set, it turned away from them to the left, while they remained in a spacious hollow in the cave. This is one of the signs of Allah. Whomsoever Allah guides, he alone is led aright, and whomsoever Allah lets go astray, you will find for him no guardian to direct him. On seeing them, you would fancy them to be awake, though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn their sides to their right and to their left. And their dog sat stretching out its forelegs on the threshold of the cave. Had you looked upon them, you would have certainly fled away from them, their sight filling you with terror. Likewise, we roused them in a miraculous way that they might question one another. One of them asked, How long did you remain in this state? The other said, We remained so for a day or part of a day. Then they said, Your Lord knows better how long we remain in this state. Now send one of you to the city with this coin of yours, and let him see who has the best food, and let him buy some provisions from there. Let him be cautious and not inform anyone of our whereabouts. For if they should come upon us, they will stone us to death or force us to revert to their faith, whereafter we shall never prosper.
Thus did we make their case known to the people of the city, so that they might know that Allah's promise is true, and that there is absolutely no doubt that the hour would come to pass. But instead of giving thought to this, they disputed with one another concerning the people of the cave, some saying, "Build a wall over them. Their Lord alone knows best about them." But those who prevailed over their affairs said, "We shall build a place of worship over them." Some will say,
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم I seek refuge, protection with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy. With the name Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له We bear witness that there is the one God, Allah, and there is none, nothing like unto him whatsoever. Nashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasul, and we bear witness that Muhammad is his slave, servant, and messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The prayers and the peace be upon him. Wa ala alihi. And his family, was Sahaba, and his companions, Ismail, Bumabat, and upon us all. May that peace be upon the righteous. Amen. We're here today for the biggest day of the week, really for the year, because every Friday is the biggest day for the Muslim. Friday. It's a special day. So we come together in a collective group for prayer and unity. For the pleasure of Almighty God Allah, we come together in prayer. In community collectiveness. And we celebrate it or we observe it with prayer. Juma replaces the Zuhr prayer, the afternoon prayer. And commonly, we know that the Zuhr prayer has four rakats. Juma has four also. Two rakats, inshallah, we make after the kubbah, but the kubbah is given in two parts. So you still have four. Now, four is a very important number for us, dear people. Four stands for the foundation. Four stands for the foundation. It upholds things. Yes. Yeah, the foundation. Yeah, the four birds. Yes. So four is very important for us. is the dominant number in our prayer. And Allah says they are angels. Some have two wings. Yeah, some have three pair, right? Two pair, she said, two pair. Some have three pair. And some have four pair. Isn't that right? Yeah. Yeah, that's what it says, right? And some of our salaf got two and three and four also. Yes, alhamdulillah. Yeah, with four is better, right? You can fly higher with four. Alhamdulillah. So we thank Allah for this time of Juma. Juma is very sacred for the believer. Juma is very special for the believer. Juma, it means collection. It is common. It means Friday. We know that because that's the day. But Juma means to come together and to collect. And we are told that our father Adam was created on a Juma day, on a Friday. Yes. And said he and his mate were expelled from the heavens on a Friday. And we are told that Judgment Day, Yom Kiyama, right, is going to be on a Friday. And that's going to be a big collection, right? This Juma means to collect. Yes? Judgment is going to be a big collection. And then it says it's going to be a sorting out. Yeah, it could be sorted out. So, alhamdulillah, we say praise be to Allah for giving us a day to come together and say prayer. If you miss, without excuse, three Jumas in a row for the male, not for the female. For the male, if he missed three unexcusable Jumas in a row, he's in big trouble. That's how important Juma is. Juma is so important that there's a surah in the Quran called Juma. And it says that when the call is made, hurry to Juma. Put down your business, put down your trade, hurry. You don't say, you don't come in there and get slouchy, come in late, come in, what are you? Say, well, I get there when I get there. All right, but one brother said one time, man, now, Allah forgive me, he didn't pass on. He changed. Huh? I mean, let me get the good part in first. So he changed where he passed. He said, man, I've been going to, he going to some master. He was coming out of master. He said, I come in late. They ain't talking about nothing. He said, they ain't talking about nothing. He said, well, I can come on in just, for, just in time to hear the last part of the kickball and two rakats. I said, no, brother. I told him the whole thing. And yeah, alhamdulillah. Yeah. The two parts of the kickball replaced the first two rakats that we normally would say during this time of day, do a prayer. So together, it's still four. It's still four. We have to have a solid foundation. So for the male, it is obligatory to come to Juma if you're able to. Maybe you know we have situations, sometimes we can't. Sometimes there's a job situation where we can't do it. So we have to make those adjustments. And inshallah, we get into that in this conversation today as to why we need to establish community life. The whole life. Yes. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So we can have situations to where a brother and a sister can get off work to come to Juma because their boss is coming to Juma too. Yeah? If we work, that's what we want, yeah. Inshallah, we get there. You're working on it hard. You say, I can't see it. Well, open your eyes. Screw up your sleeves. Cap out a little bit. That's how that works. Now, for my son wanted to say, well, why is it not obligatory for the sister? Well, they have personal reasons every month for one reason. Yeah. And also they have other obligations, you know, to get there. Now, see, and I read one book. It was so sad when I read this book. And I still got the book, and I keep it because it got some good stuff in it. You know, you don't throw the whole thing out. But this brother here was so off base. He says the male is more dominant than the female because the male prays more. Because of her monthly cycle, she can't pray. Therefore, men accumulate more prayers than the female. I say, you small-minded person, you. I mean, nice book, hardback, it was a gold print. It was like, you know, it was a thought from outside of our reality. You know, we got to quit following, thinking outside of our reality. I put that out on Facebook. Y'all may have saw it. I said, be careful, American Muslims, are joining someone else's movement outside of your reality, because their destination may not be your God-given destiny. And you go follow somebody else because they can speak a little Arabic, and we can't. Or we speak a little bit, they speak a lot. But I have more intelligence than a whole lot in a lot of situations. So we say alhamdulillah. So they're going to try and say, since the female, she can't pray during her menstruation and all that, and that the man pray all the time, he get more points. But look at the whole picture. Who does Allah entrust with a new soul for 9 months in their womb? Huh? You thinking about that, brother? You can't carry a soul that's trying to get to paradise. It's not your makeup, not your role, not your purpose. You say, well, it's my purpose to get out there and get a job or make a job and bring home the means so that she can take that child that's in her womb and raise it up to get to paradise. Our job, that's the role of the male. You understand this? You know how the brother tell you, man, that's my paycheck. That's my name on my paycheck. But the Quran says, man, don't get selfish. I put it in my words. It says, he says, don't make a fuss. That's the word of Shaykh Yusuf Ali. Don't make a fuss over your wealth and taking care of your family. It's not really your wealth. You think it's your wealth? You think it's your wealth? Well, just die. You think it's your wealth? Get Alzheimer's. Maybe before you go, before you go, man to the bank and get all your money out. And count it right there in front of you. You lost your mind, huh? It's not your wealth. That's your trust. That's your temporary trust. Alhamdulillah. So may Allah bless us to be mindful of him. This is Juma is calling us together as a collective group to remember Allah collectively. And it's a very important day. It's bigger than the Eid. That's how big Juma is. Juma is bigger than Eid. Aha, the Eid picture. Why is it bigger? Because we are coming together as a community. That's why it's bigger. And it is the day in which our father was made, Adam was made. It's the day in which the judgment is going to be. That's why it's a bigger day. So we thank Allah for this day. And we praise Allah this day. We renew our God's consciousness. We call it taqwa. We renew our taqwa in this day and time. With as a group, not as an individual, but as a group, as a community, as a family. And we praise Allah. We glorify Allah. We thank Allah. We can't do it without him. Wouldn't be here without him. So we say, Alhamdulillah, he was allowed to be. Oh, Allah, bless us and guide us. Have mercy upon us. Forgive us for our sins. Complete all of our shortcomings. Because no one can complete a shortcoming except you. Amen. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Bismillah, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah says in the Quran, this is Surah 39, verse 67. Allah says, he created you all from a single soul. Khalaqnakum min nafsin wahida. Allah made us from nafsin. That's a soul, right? Wahida. Wahi, right? One, right? Yes. One soul. One nature. Composition. Then says, of like nature, his mate. Yes? But it says, in a like nature, his name. Zuma Ja'ala Minha. Minha? What is that? Hey, it's feminine. Is it her mate? Did she come first? I'm looking at, this is Arabia, right? He says men has. That's feminine. And he sent down for you 8 heads of cattle in pairs. He makes you in the wombs of your mothers in stages, one after another, in 3 veils of darkness. 3 veils of darkness. Such is Allah, your Lord and Cherisher. To him belongs all the dominion. All the dominion. It says the El-Muk. El-Muk. Dominion. There is no God but he. La ilaha illa huwa. There is no God but he. Then how are you turned away from your true self, your true center? There's no God but God. Ain't no 3-in-1, 2-in-1. Ain't no pantheon. You know the word pantheon, you know what Pan means, right? You know what Pan means now because we got rid of the pandemic, right? Pan means the whole thing, right? Pan-Africa, right? Yeah, Pan.
Right.
What's the theon? Theos, God. And a pantheon of gods. Hey, but look at how them pagans in Arabia, they had 360 gods. They had a god for every day of the year if you wanted to. And then Muhammad came along and said, "Lah." He said, "Lah, what, Muhammad? Lah. No god at all?" He said, yeah, you love law. And see, that pagan Arabs knew Allah. Allah was the god that all the other gods they had, and they couldn't figure out which god going to solve the problem. Yeah, so if you give it to Allah, well, who's Allah? Well, that's the one we can't see. Right? And he comes to Muhammad and said, that's the only God there is. The one you can't see. He said, Muhammad, you're going to put us out of business. You know how much money we make? We're doing caravans jumping here? Make a whole lot of money. You tell him, you're going to take us out of business. Yeah, anytime you begin messing with someone's economics, they're ready to kill you. Yes. And that's true today. You mess with their money. Find out. The next verse reads, if you reject Allah, truly Allah has no need of you. Huh? But he likes not ingratitude from his servants. If you are ungrateful, SubhanAllah. If you are grateful, he is pleased with you. No bearer of burden can bear the burden of another. In the end, to your Lord is your return, when he will tell you the truth of all that you did, for he knows well all that is in your hearts. Yes, Allah knows. That's one of the first lessons I learned when I really began to come to your master. He walking down the street, and brother, he said something, and he really, to this day, it sticks with me. He said, brother, he said, Allah knows you better than you know you. And that hit me like, I ain't never heard that before. But it made so much sense, but it was so, to me, it was on my mind for a while. It's still on my mind, you can tell. I brought it back up. He said, Allah knows you better than you know you. And so, what did that do to you? That turned your taqwa on. He said, well, my goodness. I'm going right. I think I'm getting by with something. I ain't getting by with anything. But the first part we read, it says, Allah, he creates us, he makes us in the wombs of our mothers and takes us stage by stage. We grow, we evolve, degree by degree, level by level. That's how life is designed to work. We go back in our history before 1975, when we were under the arms of Elijah Muhammad. And he would say often to the community, we got witnesses here, he said, we are a baby nation. We are a baby nation. Yes? Now, we can't say that anymore about our community. We're not fully grown yet, but we're definitely not a baby nation. But we need to get the ideal nation of Islam. And you look at the words that come with it, like native, someone native to the land, or the nativity scene, or nature itself. What is that saying? Those are wombs. Those are wombs. Nature, nativity, nativity scene, nation, birth of a nation. You heard that said, right? Okay, so all these words are pointing us to think about our beginning. Our beginning. But our community in which we are living in, we don't use the idea of nation anymore. We use the idea of community. We're just saying the same thing. Because community means what to us? Ummah. What is Ummah saying to us? You're saying Ummah. Who's the Ummah? That's the mother, right? Right back to Mother Nature again, right? Yes. So community and nation, it's saying the same thing. They call a nation your what land? Your motherland. Motherland. All, everything's connected. All knowledge connects. So we're no longer a baby nation. But babies have social rights, civil rights, and human rights, but they're not held accountable because they can't defend themselves. In the Quran, it tells us, it says, if a slave commits a sin, they get half the punishment of a free person. That's Quran, right? Why is it that the slave gets half the punishment of a free person? Because the slave is not accountable for themselves. They can't, they're not feeding themselves. They're not providing shelter for themselves. They really can't move about free, even in their mind. They can't move free in their mind for themselves. So if they commit a wrong, it's like a child. A small child do a wrong, you don't give that child no serious, you may try and teach them, but you don't give that child no serious punishment. So our life and our evolution as a community, centering our teaching on neural law, right? Okay? And any other community around the country that's similar to us, right? As a community, we are no longer a baby nation. However, we are not fully grown. Because the Quran says you're not fully grown until you're what? 40 years old. You know, now there's a message in that. Don't think, well, you're going to look on the calendar on the wall and count 40 years. Don't, please don't do that. You're going to miss the whole thing. 40 is saying when you are emancipated. You know, whenever African Americans hear the word emancipation, you think about Abraham Lincoln. Sure. Abraham Lincoln got that word from somewhere else. And he adopted it to freeing the slaves. But the word emancipate really just means when a child, and they get the song mainly, when he grows to an age to where he is no longer dependent upon his daddy. That's what emancipation means. When the son is no longer dependent upon his daddy. So as a community, we have to grow our life, our whole community life, until we are no longer dependent upon a daddy. So we can do this ourselves. You're not fully grown till you're 40. The four birds, times 10. What does 10 stand for? Consciousness. Yeah. When someone's boxing in the box, I mean, what do? Huh? Give him a 10 count. You give him a 10 count, he's out. He's out. Even if you get back up and his eyes ain't there, he's out. He said he ain't knocked out, but he's technically knocked out. They call it a TKO. So the 10 stands for consciousness. And the 40 is saying on all four levels of the foundation, we have raised them up to where we are conscious and accountable and responsible for our lives because we understand the way of God, not the word of man, not the word on the TV show. We have elevated our thinking, our minds, with the words of the Quran. And our foundation has raised. And when you raise the foundation, isn't that the words used? It says they raise the foundation, then they put the cover on top of it. You got to have a consciousness for that. You can't go around dead heads and get there. And keep in mind, I'm on one focus. I'm using a lot of points and examples, but I'm speaking about now Nur Allah Islamic Center, raising the foundation, raising the level of consciousness. No, we're not grown yet, but we definitely are not babies anymore. We are not a baby nation anymore. As a nation, community, same thing. And Ummah in America, following this line of development, we have been blessed to grow as a community to have our own distinct personality. Anybody who has raised a child from the womb, somewhere between 1 and 3, we see that child get their own personality and say, oh boy, they're going to be something else. You better get hold of that child. Or one child, you're going to see the very quiet child. But somewhere along that line at a young age, that child's going to begin to develop their own personality. And praise be to Allah, though we're not independent grown as we want to be, and we strive to get to that destiny, we still have developed in our community our own personality. We have our own thinking now. We can read enough of the Quran, but we still got our crutches, our training wheels, called dictionaries,
right?
Or we go Google it, right? We still got crutches. We're not bragging now. But we got a personality in our thinking to say, I can read that for myself. Just give me a little time. I'll be back tomorrow. I'll have your answer tomorrow. That's right. But when we apply our thinking with the words of the Quran, well, maybe I'm biased, but we get back more than what they had for 1,000 years in many cases. That's just a fact. That's just a fact. So Allah has blessed us in this association. I'm sending out my talk here on Neuralink, right? To have a distinct thinking pattern. A unique but palatable, meaning tastes good, thinking pattern. So yeah, that feels good. I can swallow that. Because I got some stuff in my head I've been chewing on, I guess, for somebody else. I'm still chewing on, like, I can't swallow that. You try to swallow something when you break it down, you're going to choke. Right? No, that's why the child don't have the molar teeth. Yeah. But what do you call the molar teeth? Wisdom. Wisdom teeth. Why do you call them wisdom teeth? Because it's symbolically saying you can break down, get higher knowledge from it. But babies don't have wisdom teeth. Get the molars in it, right? We can break it down. And it's not breaking down the meat or the food or the potatoes on your dinner table. It's breaking down the meat and the steaks in that revelation, in the word of God. Yeah, but I got some stuff somebody gave me a long time ago, man. It's like chewing on tar. I said, I can't break this down. So what do you do after a while? Get it off. Yeah. I got to go find me somewhere else to eat. So the baby can't stand on their own. A newborn baby can't stand. Before years, so they can't stand. They can't walk. They can't talk. It'd be around 2 or 3 years where you finally can get at least something out of them, right? But after a while, it began to grow. Same for community life. Same for the growth of community life. Science says around the age 7, you pretty much who you're going to be the rest of your life, right? With what they say. You know, I'm not a psychologist, not a scientist, but I heard this all my life and read it. That you are who you're going to be by the age 7. Thereafter, you're just a bigger or smarter or faster of what you've already been made by the age 7. Yes. That's the mother's job. That's the mother's job. See, the shaping in the womb, that's for the physical body. But the shaping in the room of the house, that's the mother's job. And the father's job is to make sure that she gets everything she needs, everything she needs. With every penny he got to create the bigger womb called home so she can raise that child. And not his way, and not her way, but in God's way. That's the big job. That's the man's job, Kavamunda. Right? Allah made the man Kavamunda. Kavamunda comes from the word kiyam, means to stand upright. Like we say, kali kama, brother, from the same word, stand. Kama just a lot, stand for a lot. Kavamunda means to stand. And even Mama, he explained it. He said, the Kavamunda is the man that's standing, but he's not happy until his family is standing with him. He ain't said if I'd stand by himself. He gets a half a Kavamunda. I don't know how you say that in Arabic, but he's a half Kavamunda. Until his family stand with him, he's not satisfied. So bringing this back to the community, if you are standing, but your community neuralized not standing, you're not satisfied. I don't care how much money the guys make in the NBA or Oprah Winfrey, when she or they look back home where they came from, they hurt. Because they say, I made it, but I'm still not satisfied because my community ain't not made it. So you hear about people like LeBron James just sending thousands of children to school and buying them a house because he understands. And many of them do it. They get back to where they came from. Yeah. Isn't that why we in this land, then this place right now, because of Sharifa do right here? Yeah, they better give us a lot of money. Can you get to our being right here where you're sitting now on Midhopper Road? Because they understand. Allah bless me to rise, but my brother and my sister not having rise, having rose. I'm not at peace. I'm not satisfied. How can I be at peace? That's the Kavamunda. Okay. So let us build our community life. You are who you are. Now, along the way, you may run into some trauma or some life-shattering situation that may change you, turn you bitter, maybe. Yeah. Or you may be hard and something change you and make you soft, soften up. Yeah? And I was talking with a brother recently, and he was saying that when you find somebody who went off and kind of lost it, you got to talk to them and talk to their family and find out where is their center of purpose at and take them back. Yeah, take them back. I heard a man from Hampshire Way said one time, he said the person on crack or heroin, they are chasing their first high. We know all that, right? He said, but what they really are chasing was that natural life they had before. Because you're not cured until you get back. It can be alcohol or drugs, whatever. You're trying to get back to that original self that Allah gave to you. And that drug is just in the way. Okay, that's that traumatic, devastating effect that hit the life. But your ghost, get back. Now, I'm going to close with this here. And I said it a number of occasions. And I know y'all believe me when I say it, but I need some action behind believing it. I said when I retired from the fire department at the retirement party, and those who were there may recall. If she wasn't there, you're here now. I said, since I'm retired, what I want to do, Mike is not here, what I want to do, I want to present Elder Swami Indianapolis as taught by Imam W.D. Muhammad. Those are my words in my retirement party. And those are my words now, times 10. They said, well, he's just another Imam. Wrong. We are Muslims, yes, but we're not all the same. Allah tells us in the Quran, if he wanted us all to be the same, he would have made us the same. Allah says to each of you is the goal to which he turned you. We didn't turn ourselves. He turned us. He said, but you're all together, face toward the one Qibla in Mecca. So there will be a coming together. But the beauty of the unity is that the diversities remain intact. I was using an example of a 10-speed, like the bicycle rail. The axle in the middle of that bicycle, what is that? That's Mecca. That's Mecca. Yeah, the axle is Mecca. And the rim is the world. And wherever you are in the world, your spoke. I wonder if it's a connection between spoke on the bike and when someone spoke in the word, huh? Because your spoke, you go, hey, okay, where you are in the world? Your kibble is not my kibble. Your spoke is not my spoke. But we all come together where? In the axle, in Mecca. It's not really Mecca, it's the Kaaba. It's the Kaaba. Because the Kaaba is the first house. We all orientate ourselves back to the original. But we still remain distinct as we are, as each spoke on that bicycle remains distinct. So we mentioned that we come into a child coming to their personality, a child coming to their distinction. But you know, even in your family, you don't want one child copycatting up the brother and sister. Say, you will stop that child. Say, hey, be yourself. You don't want anybody copycatting off anybody. Allah did not make us that way. Our community is not that way either. Same for communities. That's the beauty of Hajj. You got so many different communities coming from all over the world. You learn about Muslims all over the world. So, no. If I may borrow from my brothers, the Shalites, right? Yeah, get on me. I borrow from the song in a minute. It says, if everybody looked the same, we would get tired of looking at each other. You couldn't tell the lady next door from your own dear mother. That's Shalites. Yeah. If I get in trouble for that, I don't care. I'm sorry. It's true. Because it is supported by our religion. So, inshallah, we want to continue to build where we are and reach out more to our neighbors where we are, and to establish a community life here and wherever else, because our becoming fully grown would be to where we can develop a neighborhood. And the dry cleaners belong to Brother Yusuf, right? And the grocery store belongs to Sister Aisha. And the insurance company belongs to Brother Galea, right? Whatever it may be, huh? Yes, you want to have that. Have the whole community life, not just to serve the Muslims only, to serve anybody. But when we want to build a school, they say, well, who's going to fund the school? Well, all these businesses we just mentioned, they going to fund the school. We have a Hajj committee. Well, how are they going to go? know, everybody can't afford to go. Well, we're going to build community life. This is, listen, burning in our soul. I just said a minute ago, we don't choose in which area we're going, right? The pain behind you or the missing quality in you will push you to fill that void. And there is no bigger void in the African-American life than the denial of independent community life. That pushes us to dunk a basketball harder than anybody else, to sing a song better than anybody else, because we're trying to show them, say, see, I got something you ain't got. We're being pushed to show that God made me the same as he made you. And they used to make mockery of us, in my opinion, back in the day. And you can go find it on YouTube. They get a, back in the day, we call it Negro, or call it me, right? But they get a Negro out there at the White House, and the president say, you are credit to your race. In my mind, I was trying to say, sir, I didn't know I was in debt. Huh? But there is the debt that we owe is not to please the one that denied us. Isn't that cruel? The one that denied you and stopped you, going to tell you you're a credit? Like Malcolm X said, you want to put a knife in my back 6 inches, and you won't pull it out 3, and when we say thank you. The Quran says, don't ransom the people who you put in a position to be ransomed. So you want me to tell you how happy I am that you happy that I did a little bit, and damn, you still have in your head. And give me half back, I'm supposed to be happy. Like hell? Yeah, hell. That's hot hell, hell. What kind of sense that make? Yeah. So we want to get to a place to where we recognize and identify those energies, though in the negative, are pushing us as a people to go forward. And until we fulfill those needs that were unlawfully, illegally, unreligiously taken from us, as a people, we can be a trillionaire. And that voice still in our soul, we will not be satisfied until we come together as a community and push. And this is what we have seen evolve and develop through our line of development, coming from that life to El Islam, not Islam, to El Islam, freed and washed up by Elijah and guided by Walter Deep, a new school of thinking. I put that out there too. I said, no school of thoughts, false past tense. It's a new school of thinking. That's right now going forward. And right now, it's not even a half second. You know why? As soon as you say the word now, what is it? It's in the past. Right. Say it. It's in the past.
Right.
Yeah. The word, the prefix ING? Yeah, I said that as a child. I did. I said ING. I said, every time you say ING, it's going on right now. Talk, right? No, talking. Walking. Running. I said, okay, ING. Yeah, that's okay. I've been forming a group now called the ING group. Yeah. That's life. This is what we're going to be about. You may mom say, don't say when someone has passed, oh, they have returned this ED to Allah. Say, no, they are returning. And we are returning too. Yes, right. That's community life. It's vibrant, it's pulsating, it's growing. And that's what we got to be about here in Nurullah. It takes a community effort. Not any man effort, not this person's effort, that person's effort. It's like a collective community effort. Yes, you got to have leadership, but the leadership first got to be in you, that you led yourself to common sense, to moral decency, to excellence. When you join with other people who came to that same conclusion, and then you get to another leader. You got to have a head. A body without a head is a dead body. But the head needs the body. And the body needs the head. Alhamdulillah. So, inshallah, we ain't going to stop. We can't stop. Even if I, Michael Sahir, stop, you don't stop. And if you stop, I don't stop. I learned that years ago, playing in grade school band. The teacher, the only thing that really made him mad is say, if the person next to you stop, you get mad to stop too. He didn't like that. He said, and sometimes one person makes a mistake and the whole band stops. He said, no, that's on them. He said, let them catch up with you. Yeah, that's right, the band plays on. It's a Joe Fell, yeah? The band plays on. That's right. That's community life. Alhamdulillah. We live in a good day. I feel good. I feel like James Brown. Yes, I do. I feel better than James Brown. Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. James Brown feel good. Right. I would say James Brown, I feel Muslim. Yeah, much better than feeling good. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Can I come to select? Alhamdulillah. He comes.
Allahu Akbar.
La ilaha illallah. We make our intentions to make to the Kasbalat Juma. Astaghfirullah Kaaba. Chasing the Kaaba. Be Allah to Allah. To Allah be exalted.
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. Allahu Akbar. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع مالا وأسدلا يحسب أن ملاه أكمدا كلا لا يمزلا في ختما وما أجرك وما ختما نور الله مختدا التي تتعلق على أفسدا إنها عليهم مصدا في أمد ممهددا الله أكبر
الله أكبر.
سمي الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
السلام
عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله بأن أتينا في الدنيا خصنا في مكتبة خصنا في مكتبة بأن لا تزيد قلوبنا بيد خديثنا وحمل لنا سوط الوقت مطرئين كتاب وحب وبأن أفك الله نصرف وتفق الله المسلمين وابي زلي أمة وابي زلي أمة وابي زلي أمة ما الله فيك من الفاتحة بجر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين
تكبير
الحمد لله السلام عليكم وكيف الجمعة مبارك we have a guest with us today what's your name
Brother
Abdul where
are you from actually
I'm from Chicago but I live in Chicago oh Chicago which message did you attend Chicago
from Southside Alpha
okay Alpha I know about that. I think they were on Commerce.
Oh, okay, yes. Familiar
with that. And then, the Eastern Baja, I think. Off in the First Street?
Yes.
And where's their hot at?
It was on 59th and over in Eaglewood area.
Okay. All right.
Well,
what's your name?
Brother Joe.
Brother Leo, Brother Lucifer, Brother Mikael, my wife, Carolyn,
she has another over here at
Remo.
Yes.
Kareem,
brother.
Yeah. Kareem, thank you.
Yeah.
Do you live right here?
No, I'm on the east side here.
Where?
Around 21st and
Chamber. Yeah, just far away. Yeah. Okay, good. Well, welcome.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me give them the first shit.
Okay. We have two tonight, Tyleen, calling on the internet. Okay, two tonight, Tyleen, and you have our radio show on Sunday.
Okay. Mr. John, yeah. You can give him one. You can take one if you want one. The Muslim Journal just take one.
Oh, true.
Yeah, take one. Okay, are we in the announcements? Tuesday night, Tarleen. Yes, that's Tuesday. Call in number is 701-802-5454. Access code 1039-654#. I can get it back to you about her. Huh? Oh, thanks. Now, what other announcement we have to make? They asked me about the weekend school, sister girl. When she come forward so they can hear you. I left my son. Yes, so they can hear you.
How are you? Very much. Weekend school will start after Labor Day. We're looking at in September the 12th. But we have to get with Butler because they're getting their students ready to come over to help us move school to the Mehoff campus.
Okay.
And so we would have also the Back to Claire Muhammad Weekend School giveaway in that same time. Maybe that Saturday prior to going back to school. So I get sure of the date. I just have to wait on Maddie Jacobson for Butler. Give me the okay for how many students will be able to come with us that day.
Okay, right. One question.
The school has started back, Sister Kelly, is there a number of the students can call to get help? For instance, my daughter, Sister Karina, came home today from orientation. She said they got her in honors class at 10. So that means she might need some extra help. Is there anybody she can call?
Yes, just give me a call and I'll hook her. Give me a call and I will link her with one of the Butler students that's still doing our virtual tutoring.
Yes, ma'am.
So, number is 317-414-2578. Carol Allen.
Excellent.
Any
student that needs help?
Yes, any student. 317-414-2578. Thank you.
Okay,
sir.
Thank you.
Okay, I can't think of it. Okay, we have a short meeting tomorrow. I know that. Everybody's over.
Numbers are going up.
The virus numbers? Yeah, I told my wife, I'm going to begin with my mask. Mm-hmm. You know.
Okay,
so
I get out my car.
Yeah, it's called Delta. About the airline Delta, it's fast moving.
I went down to Mississippi and it's growing in Mississippi, and they won't wear masks down there. A lot of guys I know won't go get the shot, won't get the shot.
Right? Well, people who against it. What can you say? You know, they got the information, wear the mask, get the vaccine, won't do it. You know, so it's sad. It's really sad.
Right. A lot of people
down. Yeah. Okay. Well, we can bring this to a close, I guess. Is there any more announcements? I think I'm forgetting something.
Can you hear them all?
Oh. You know, you're right. Let me see.
Really? We could ask them.
Is there anybody that's on the call who call in, they have a comment to make, please do. Come up, we can hear you. People can hear you. Go ahead, and I repeat it.
Are they a minor project that could be
here? We need to have community Zoom meeting. And they talk about things that can be done, need to be done. We need to begin to plan for our banquet as well. So there are things going on we need to get together and plan on. So I'm gonna use that. Okay. And just the one who called in got a comment, question. Okay.
Would they call one of the board members?
Yes, she has Indy. Thank you. For Brother Mustafa got a good idea. Tomorrow's our board meeting from 9 a.m. to 11. And if you have the phone number of a board member and you have a concern you want to share, just give us a call during the meeting. But you can call me, but that time I'm for tunnel vision. I may not even look at my phone, but you can call among the board members as well. If you want to just listen in, let me know, and I can send you the Zoom link. Because it's not a private meeting, it's for the community. So, alhamdulillah. Okay. So, inshallah, we get together soon. As-salamu alaykum.
Maybe another door.
Brother.